You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, which is the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host. This week, the price of gasoline went up an average of 6 cents a gallon around the U.S. In my neighborhood, it jumped from $1.97 per gallon to $2.23 a gallon. So our area helped the national average to be really high. We're in the midst of a worldwide economic crisis that seems to be setting some limits on what we can earn and what we spend. You and your partner or your family may be in the habit of going on a nice vacation each year, shelling out thousands of your hard-earned dollars and eating up gasoline to drive to distant places. Can you afford to do that this year? Word has it that more people are vacationing closer to home, visiting relatives, or going camping. Our guest today, Kelly LaPlante, has another interesting option for you, a staycation. She's here to tell us what a staycation is, how it can benefit your pocketbook, and how you can get yourself to feel just as pampered by going on a staycation as you can by driving to a fancy spa in another state. After working for top design firms in San Francisco, Kelly LaPlante began her eco-design business to make a positive difference in the world. Early in her career, she developed a popular interior transformation, a process designed to utilize a client's existing furnishings to create fresh new atmospheres in the home. I like that one. LaPlante moved her business to Southern California in 2000 and shortly thereafter partnered with designer Paul Trent, and together they created Organic Interior Design, which is a design firm and store in Venice Beach, California. Their mission is to help and educate their clients and the public about the benefits of sustainable and organic products. We'll talk more about all that Kelly does. She's been featured in Elle, Lucky Magazine, Hospitality Design, and Los Angeles Times Magazine, and online at LA Bite, Apartment Therapy, Sprig, Tree Hugger, Cool Hunting, Black Book Magazine, Prairie Tree Project, and Spa Tube. Kelly LaPlante, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much, Eileen. It's great to be here.
Now, there's certainly an upsurge in interest in living green these days. I have a stepdaughter who just attended the inauguration of our new president and produced the green ball for the inauguration.
Oh, how fabulous. Now, where was my invitation for that, I want to know.
Where is mine? So I want to start with talking about what living green is about. What's the difference between eco-friendly living and the living, regular living that people are used to?
Well, you know what, Eileen, there shouldn't be any difference except for that it's a conscious choice. And I think a lot of people look to living green and the living green options and think of it as a sacrifice. They think, okay, what am I going to have to give up in order to save the planet, in order to make a more healthy lifestyle for my family or to improve my indoor air quality? And what designers like me and other, you know, companies are doing is saying you don't actually have to give up anything. What you just have to do is consider the source. Where are you buying things and what are you doing? And maybe make some more conscious decisions about those things. And in that way, you can have an eco-friendly lifestyle. And I'm sure we'll get into a lot more specifics as we talk.
Well, how did you get interested in eco-friendly design?
I started as a designer in San Francisco, and I was working my way through college, and I worked at some really wonderful high-end firms, but there was just something apparent to me that was missing, and I felt like I needed to take a different direction and sort of go in a way where I felt like I could make a difference, you know, in the world and make a difference in the way that we view interior design. It's quite a wasteful profession by nature, you know. What interior designers typically do is go in and rip everything out and throw it into landfill and start over. And there's, you know, such a tremendous amount of waste and carbon footprint and redoing just even, you know, a kitchen, for example. that I wanted to think of a different way to do this where I could sleep at night, basically. And so with, you know, 10 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of green design to speak of. And like you had mentioned in the intro, I started doing the interior transformation, which was a way to help people reuse what they already had. And really, what's more green than that? You know, there's absolutely nothing still to this day that's more eco-friendly than just using what you've already got. So I started that way, and as the years rolled on, more and more companies came on board with great eco-friendly options, and 10 years later, I have this wonderful design practice with amazing options all across the board, from really, really simple to very, very high-end luxury.
Yeah, I hope we do hear more about that. So we know that living in an eco-friendly way can help our planet to stay balanced so that it can continue to support us human beings and the other creatures that live on it. But what are some of the other advantages besides helping the Earth? What are some of the other advantages for eco-friendly living?
Well, there's definitely advantages for yourself and for your family. And I would say that most of my clients are really concerned not only with the Earth, but they're concerned with their indoor air quality. They're concerned with the health of their children, their spouses, themselves, and they just want to make sure that they're providing a most healthy living lifestyle for themselves in their home. And there's so many, many chemicals that are in just your basic, you know, paints and varnishes and formaldehyde that's used to put furniture together and things like that, that our indoor air quality has become one of the top 10 concerns of the Environmental Protection Agency. And this is an agency that has, you know, everything in the world to be concerned with, our rainforests and our oceans, and to think that environmental hazards in your own home have become so bad that this is now something that they are extremely concerned with should be concerning to everybody, really. So I think people are looking at other ways to redo in their home so that they don't have to have these concerns.
Because I think a lot of people are not aware. We did a program with the editor of E! Magazine a couple of years ago, and most people, it appears, are not aware that their carpets are outgassing or their sofas are outgassing when they bring them into their homes, putting toxins into their environment. And so I did want to ask you about toxins. What are some of the worst offenders, and besides our sofas and carpets, where are they?
You know, they're in almost everything, and I think a good way to sort of be able to tell is if it smells. You know, when you have that new carpet or new paint smell, when you walk into a new home, if you're smelling that, you are smelling volatile organic compounds, and those are the things that are so nasty and so bad for you, and we've sort of grown accustomed to walking into a building and go, oh, it's a brand new building. Smell that new whatever smell, that new carpet smell, that new paint smell, that new, you know, hardwood smell or something. But these are actually really toxic smells. Same goes for new car smell while we're at it. Mm-hmm. One of those things that we all love so much, but it's actually so, so bad for you. And so, they're in everything. There's formaldehyde, you know, in the cabinetry that goes into our kitchens and in our furniture. There's polyurethane that's in the foam that's in our sofas. This is an oil-based product, you know, petroleum product that's right there in our sofas and in our mattresses, and that's an especially dangerous place. Our bedding, we've learned so much over the last few years about conventional bedding and how that can cause cancer and asthma and so many other things that are just horrific to think about, because you're spending 8 hours a night, if you're lucky, or maybe even more, with your face just pressed right down on that piece of formaldehyde, you know. And so people are looking to have other options for these things, but it's in everything unless it's done sustainably.
Okay, so then how does eco-friendly, green living, sustainable production, how does that correct this toxin issue?
Well, I mean, you have to almost break down each individual piece, but, you know, using, say, a sofa as an example is a great way to do it. A sofa would be made normally out of wood that would be harvested just from wherever, and formaldehyde glues and finishes and high resin finishes that are smelly, and a polyurethane foam, and then, you know, some sort of upholstery, basically. So if you were taking that same process and making it eco-friendly. You'd be looking at, you know, taking a hardwood frame that was either domestically grown in a sustainably managed forest or, even better, something that was managed by the Forest Stewardship Council, so that you know it's not being clear-cut. You know that the people are working on it are being paid a living wage. And then you'd be using water-based, toxic-free glues instead of formaldehyde-based glues. And then instead of a polyurethane cushion, you'd be using probably an organic latex, which comes from a latex tree. It's sapped out sort of like maple is and turned into a foam. And then possibly wool as a natural fire retardant instead of chemical. And then you'd be encasing all of that in some sort of an eco-fabric. And that ranges, you know, you could have an organic cotton fabric, or you can have something that's maybe made out of recycled soda bottles, 100% recycled polyester fabric. There's hemp fabrics, there's linen fabrics, there's a whole bunch of amazing fabrics now that are on the eco market. So, you know, you take that process with the sofa, but you actually could apply that to anything. You could apply it to your cabinetry or your new dining table that's being made, or the new paint job that you're having done, or an entire renovation. Every single thing has to be broken down to its essence, and then figured out, okay, what are we doing here normally, and how are we going to do that better? It's quite a process, let me tell you.
Well, I'm very impressed as I listen to you, number one, with your knowledge, but number two, how much there is to know, sort of feeling like, you know, I came from a do-it-yourselfer family, and feeling like I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. I'd need to have somebody like you who's spent some years in the field and really knows all of this right now, because it sounds like there's a lot to know about it. Is that true?
There is a lot. There is a lot to know about it, and depending on the level that you are considering doing at it, you know, if you're doing a full-scale renovation, I do recommend that you bring on board a professional who knows what they're doing, because in addition to the fact that there are so many things to weed through, we're also dealing with a lot of greenwashing now. Companies who are just very on board with the notion that green is a buzzword, and they'll choose one little thing about their product and they'll say, okay, great, you know, for example, bamboo. Bamboo is a huge greenwashing tool. It's a fantastic thing because you can cut it down and it grows back so fast, so it's a sustainable crop. But a company will clear-cut bamboo from land, and they will know that most American consumers recognize bamboo as something that is eco-friendly. They'll ship it from overseas. They'll fill it full of formaldehyde. They'll put a toxic finish on it, and they'll call it green because they'll say, well, it's bamboo. It's eco. And so it is helpful to have a professional to weed out some of those things as well and to sort of say, okay, you know, maybe that's not the most eco. We can go there. We could probably find the bamboo flooring or whatever that's not full of formaldehyde. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it is a process that requires a professional. But for people who want to do it themselves, like I said, to take it back to its essence and reuse, we start with reuse no matter how high-end our project is. We look at every project and we say, what can we reuse? And the benefits to reusing are not only that, you know, you're saving something from going into landfill, but more often than not, it's especially if it's over 2 or 3 years old, it's already done most of its off-gassing. So you're looking at a product that's not going to be as unhealthy for your home as, you know, something normal that you would go out and buy. Reuse is a great way to do it yourself.
Great. Our neighbors redid their deck last year and used mostly the same lumber that was already on it. And the other advantage was that in the past they used to cut lumber thicker than they do now. So they have a really nice deck that they just replaned. It was nice to see that done.
Yeah, I love that.
So does living in an eco-friendly way end up making a difference in how we feel about our home or ourselves or our future, in your experience?
In my experience, it does. You know, we've had a lot of clients that have come to us not even thinking that they wanted to go green, just thinking, I love what Kelly does. You know, I like her style, and I want to have her do my house. And they'll say, do I have to do every single thing green? And I say, no, of course not. You know, we're not eco-militant. We just want to get you to go as green as possible. And more often than not, we are able to get our clients to go almost 100% green, and they change their lives when they do this. You know, they start to look at the world in a different way. They start to look at their health in a different way, and the health of their families and what's going on in their home. And there's a certain kind of energy that's created in a home that is eco-friendly. It's undescribable, but it's certainly palpable when you walk into a space that's been created with that much attention to detail. Definitely.
Well, you know, I wanted to look at that a little bit. I grew up on a farm with my grandparents, and most of our living practices were eco-friendly because we were so isolated. We had to live in a self-sustaining way. We couldn't get to town. We didn't have a lot of extra money to go buy manufactured things. And so I sort of feel like I've been recycling for about 60 years. And
I'm sure you have been, yeah.
Yeah. And so you know, you say people start looking at things in a different way, that this feeling isn't palpable, but I'm still going to push you a little bit here. And what kinds of things, what ways do people look differently at things, and what kinds of ways do they start living differently once they've gone eco-friendly or green in their own living environment?
Well, you know, it translates over to our food, our cars, our clothing, and even just the way that you think about your lifestyle. For example, everybody who works for me walks or rides their bike to work. And most of the people that apply for jobs with my firm and live far away, they tend to just not really work out. And it's not because they're not great people. They're fantastic people. But the idea of living where you work and not commuting is something that sort of becomes ingrained once you work at an eco-friendly firm. And those of us who sort of last and love our jobs and stay there, it's, you know, in part because our lifestyles are so enriched by the fact that we don't have to get in our cars and commute. I mean, it's just one example of something that starts to happen once you begin thinking this way. It's definitely a much simpler way of thinking. I mean, modern conveniences have not benefited us in this way. They've gotten us to thinking actually a lot more complex. We get in our cars, we drive for miles and miles, we don't live where we work, we, you know, shop at shopping malls where things are made in China. And everything becomes so global, and global is great, you know, it opens up a world of opportunities to us. But when you get back to your own roots and you start planting a vegetable garden in your, you know, in your backyard, or you do live where you work, or you start buying organic things, or you start going to your farmer's market, your quality of life is improved.
That's really a nice way of looking at it. It makes me feel really good. For 20 years, my office was in my backyard, and I took my breaks going out to work in my organic garden. So I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm
you are. You are very cool and green.
So it's time for our first break. And when we come back from break, I'd like to talk with you a bit about how we're affected emotionally by eco-friendly and non-eco-friendly living. And I urge our listeners to check out Kelly LaPlante on the web at kellylaplante.com. That's KellyLaPlante. KellyLaPlante.com. You're listening to Full Power Living here at EmotionalPro.com. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
So, how's life going for you now that the kids are back in school? Serene mornings with cooperative children taking responsibility for getting themselves up and off to school? All homework completed and permission slip signed? Yeah, sure. It may sound like a dream life, but it is possible to raise emotionally balanced children. And the Emotional Pro has the tools you need. Family therapist Eileen Dillon's ABC's ebook series offers parents information and tools to teach children how to master emotions. In the ABCs of Anger, you'll discover how to recognize and help a chronically angry child, the universal cause of anger in all children, and pick up easy, fun tools for reducing anger in your family. Check out all 10 of the ABC's ebooks at www.emotionalpro.com. We can help you with anger, fear, love, jealousy, and loneliness. Don't let your child leave home each day without the emotional foundations for life. Visit www.emotionalpro.com online today.
We're back on Full Power Living with organic interior designer Kelly LaPlante, discussing a new eco-friendly way to vacation called the staycation. Kelly LaPlante is currently appearing as an expert on television programs, including Discovery Home Channel's Greenovate and Sundance Channel's Big Ideas for a Small Planet. Her design work has also been featured at Global Green's annual Oscar party and the Jane Goodall Institute's 30th anniversary celebration in Los Angeles. Kelly's new studio collection, Jack, I think it's called, J-A-K, a collaborative effort with designer James Saavedra, debuted on the Sundance Channel set of Project Greenhouse at the 2008 Sundance Film Festival and will be formally launched July 10th in Los Angeles. So, Kelly, before we go any further, tell us about this studio collection, J-A-K. How do you say it, and what is it?
You say Jack. It's Jack. It stands for James and Kelly. And James Saavedra is, yes, James was a great friend of mine, and we he's a fantastic designer as well. And he and I realized about a year and a half ago that we had grown up in the same town, graduated the same year, and gone to rival high schools.
And so, wow. We
thought that that was pretty funny, and we sort of bonded over that. And then as time went on, he, you know, learned that I was a green designer, and I learned that he was an amazing designer. And we decided to collaborate on a collection of furniture that would be completely eco-friendly and would be very, very high-end design. And so I get to sort of be the eco queen on the project and make sure that everything fits all of our standards. And then, you know, we collaborate on designs, and then James is in charge of making sure that every single I is dotted and every T is crossed where the design is concerned. He's very meticulous, amazing, stickler for those types of details, and it really comes through in the lines when you see the pieces. You know, they're extraordinary. They're very extraordinary pieces. And it's an example of not sacrificing style by going green. It is a high-end collection, but we just got some news the other day that we have found a new manufacturer, so we're going to be able to lower our price point a little bit, which is exciting given this economy. So
mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm impressed with all that you've managed, all you've been doing. Boy, you're really skyrocketing here. Now, before we went to break, I mentioned that I'd like to hear from you about how we're affected emotionally by eco-friendly and non-eco-friendly living, respectively. What's your experience about how people are affected emotionally?
Well, there is something a little bit negative that happens that I think it's important to draw people's attention to. It's something that I like to call the eco-analysis paralysis. Basically, people start getting into vetting out options for themselves. You know, should I buy a hybrid car or a biodiesel car? Should I buy organic or should I buy local from a farmer who's not organic, but they're local, you know? And you start wondering, now, what's the best thing for me to do? And it can become actually emotionally overwhelming to try to figure out what the best option is, because there are so many options, and because at this point in the game, there's no such thing as eco-perfect. You know, it's still a burgeoning industry all across the board, and there are so many things that people are trying, so many different ways that people are trying to go green, and manufacturers are offering all sorts of different things, ranging from really great options to really not so great options, that people can really, really become overwhelmed with all of the possibilities. And so what I always tell my clients is to remember that any step that they're making is a step in the right direction, and that they should feel great about that. And that when you do finally make the decision for yourself and your family, that you don't look back, you know, and say, oh, maybe I should have done that differently. That you just look forward and say, you know, next time I'll look at the same options again, and if there is something that's even better, I'll do that. And, you know, having been a designer in the eco field for 10 years, certainly there are things that 10 years ago I look at and I go, wow, I could have done that so much better if it was 10 years later, but it wasn't. So there's no need to look back. There's just the need to sort of recognize that you're making a difference anytime you make an eco choice. So that's,
you know,
one of the things. It's probably not what you're expecting to hear from me about the emotional implications of going green, but yeah, it's one of the things.
Well, it's very interesting. I've kind of got a smile on my face here, because I'm a psychotherapist. I have been in practice for 37 years, and There's a whole industry that has, in psychotherapy, that's grown up over people making the decision to have a child or not have a child. Now, when I first started out as a psychotherapist, or started out my young life, we didn't have birth control that was adequate enough to give people as much choice as they have now, and it's been so overwhelming, they have to go and get help. And so it sort of seems like a human condition that when we have all these choices, it can be difficult for us to make the choices. So
absolutely. It seems like it was so much easier. You know, you go to the grocery store and experience the same thing. You know, you say, there's 20 different kinds of peanut butter here. I just want one choice. In a way, you know, things are so much more simpler when you don't have so many choices.
Well, we once had a young doctor visit us from Russia, and he kept saying, Russians do not like choices. And so I took him to the grocery store and stood him in front of the hot sauce section. And I said, this is the kind of choice that Americans face every day. And he said, Russian people would not like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it. And I've been an American my entire life, but I honestly, yeah. I get overwhelmed by all of the choices.
Well,
I'm trying to think of other emotional implications of going green that are more positive. It seems like I should say something great about it, and there are so many great things about it. It's just the first one that came to my mind was the ecoanalysis paralysis, because it's been so forefront for me recently.
I think that's really important for people to know about, but it does strike me that the toxins we were talking about previously can affect people emotionally also, so that some of the positive must be that you don't go in a negative direction emotionally due to toxins. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, just having an indoor air quality that is a good indoor air quality is absolutely going to be better for you than breathing in toxins all day or ingesting toxins in any other way. Just like, you know, if you're eating organic, healthy, whole foods, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel more healthy, both physically and emotionally, than you are if you're eating, you know, junk food. People forget that what you put in your body, you don't just put in through your mouth. You know, you're putting that in through what you breathe as well and what's around you. Mm-hmm. So, and that it makes a huge difference.
Really good point. Well, I know a lot of writers and teachers have been saying that we have to bring ourselves into greater harmony with nature in order to effectively save our planet. And I wonder if you have come up with that you notice when people are eco-friendly, they're in greater harmony with the planet, and does that affect people emotionally?
Oh, yes. I think it absolutely affects people emotionally, especially parents. You know, when you have a consciousness that this is not going to run out just because you do, you become very emotionally connected to what you're doing to the planet. You know, you think about the future of your children and how much longer they're going to live and your grandchildren past when you go. And there's something that's very emotional about that process, about realizing that what you do to the earth is going to affect those people who you care so deeply about, you know. And also, you know, just when you're parents and you're thinking about the health of your children as well, it's a very emotional thing. I'm pregnant right now for the first time, and I think about that all the time, you know. It's nothing that I ever thought about, even as an eco-designer, in the level that I do now, that I actually realize I'm going to be bringing another life into the world. So for parents, I think especially, it is a very emotional experience.
We had a Native American person talking about helping children to become stewards of the earth, and she told us that in some Native American traditions, you always think out to the seventh generation beyond where you are. And that's a little bit of what it sounds like, is you're thinking out into the future, and that eco-friendly living helps you to do that. You think, what am I leaving for my children and my children's children?
Yeah, and seven generations is really, you know, a far way to think out, but I think it's a great way for us to think, because seven generations, it seems like it would pass very slowly, really. But in the grand scheme of things, seven generations is not very, very slow at all. That's quite quick. You know, it goes by in the blink of an eye where the Earth is concerned. And so just thinking out that far is big thinking for humans.
Yes. Well, I'm a grandparent, so I look back now and see how fast it has happened. I'm impressed that you're much younger than I am, and you're able to look forward. That's really good. So now we introduced you as working with the staycation. So let's get back to the staycation. What is a staycation, and how did it come about?
Well, the idea of the staycation, I think the first time I heard about it was in the New York Times maybe 6 or 8 months ago. I saw the word, and I thought, oh, that's such a funny and interesting word. And I remember I cut it out of the New York Times magazine, and I pasted it on my wall because I had felt so overwhelmed at the time. I was on my book tour, and we had been traveling all over, and I thought, what I really need is a staycation. I need to not go someplace. I need to relax in my own home and not be overwhelmed by traveling and airports and passports and visas and, you know, luggage and collecting luggage and losing luggage and sleeping in hotels and room service and all of those other things. And then I think because of the recession, the idea of a staycation became more and more popular for people, both people who have money and people who don't, because, you know, even people who have quite a bit of money, they're looking to spend their money in a way that's going to last a little bit longer, instead of just going on a vacation for 10 days or whatever and then, you know, having a lovely time, but coming back and it being over and that money being gone forever. And so a company called Dimension One Spas, they came up with the idea of the Diamond Staycation. And I first came into contact with Dimension One almost 2 years ago when we found out about them when we were working on a project. And it's an eco-friendly hot tub company, which is something that I was completely blown away by because I never realized that that hot tubs could be eco-friendly. But they figured out a way to make a great product. And I don't know, I'm sure when you get in the hot tub, everybody knows you get in there and it feels amazing and it's lovely, but then you get out and you sort of feel all filmy. You have all those chemicals on your body. And what D1 has figured out is how to do, how to clean their water with mostly ozone and UV. So the amount of chlorine that's in their water is less than drinking water in most states. And the hot tub itself is made out of recycled milk jugs, and you know, it's just an amazing thing. But getting back to the staycation, sort of I got off topic there for a second talking about the hot tub, but what they want to do is give people the idea that if you invest in a hot tub, and in sort of creating for yourself a luxury oasis in your backyard or on your patio, that this is something that is the gift that keeps on giving. It's something that you can enjoy for years and years and years, you know, as opposed to just going out and enjoying that amount of money one time, basically. So that's sort of the idea behind it.
Great. You mentioned your book. I want to have you tell what your book is and how people can get it before we move on.
Sure. My book is Ecologique. It's the French word for ecological. And the reason I chose that word is, one, because I'm a Francophile. And number two, because I just feel like as Americans, we sort of look at anything French and we sort of say, oh, that's sort of chic, you know. So if you have the French word for ecological, you can sort of both mean eco and chic at the same time. And what I wanted to do is to show people that eco is a standard and not a style. So for about 3 years, myself and my staff, we went around all over the country and worked on projects with extraordinary people who all had different reasons for going green and different styles. And we helped them to green different rooms in their home, and we put this all together in a book so that people can see, you know, different ways of being sustainable and still having luxury or still having style. And the book, it benefits two charities. It's 100% of proceeds go to two charities. Half of it goes to Global Green USA, and the other half goes to the Blank Theater Company, which is a theater company in Hollywood that is interested in becoming an eco theater company.
Wow.
We want to sort
All
of
right.
help them with that effort. Yeah. And that came, it came out last summer, but it's still available through my website, which is kellylaplante.com.
That's K-E-L-L-Y-L-E-P-L-A-P.
L-A-P. L-A-P. Yeah.
L-A-N-T-E.
L-A-N-T-E.
Good. Mm-hmm. So now the staycation, the spa, the hot tub, that is kind of a package, and I had the benefit of being sent some of the products that go along with the staycation package, the wonderful towels, a beautiful candle, some chocolate. Tell us about those products and why you put them together with this hot tub.
They wanted to put together something that would be almost like an Ecolux starter kit for people, so that if you were thinking about creating an oasis for yourself, that you would not just buy the hot tub and call it a day, but that you would also say, okay, what else can we do to create sort of this luxury eco experience in our backyard? And so we thought about all of the things that you would sort of need for that, and we put together this little kit, and it's worth like $1,250 or something. It's pretty amazing. The candle is my own candle, actually, and it's a soy candle, and that is much better than a paraffin candle. Paraffin is made out of petroleum, so when you're burning that in your home or outside, you're burning oil, again, just like the polyurethane foam, you know, that was in the sofa. So a soy candle burns much cleaner. We use all essential oils. There's no chemicals in it. It has a lead-free cotton wick. And so you're burning something that's really pure and also, you know, has the benefit of supporting farmers when you're buying soy instead of petroleum. So you have that candle. You have the towels, which are from a company called Mandina, and they're really one of my favorite companies. And so I really pushed to get them into this kit because I thought people just really need to know about what they're doing. They're a company here in California, and they make their towels out of 75% bamboo and 25% organic cotton. And they are really the softest, most absorbent towels I have ever felt in my entire life. And, you know, there are a lot of towels to choose from. But these are amazing, amazing luxury towels. And I think probably one of the best examples of not having to give up luxury in order to go green.
I have to say, you know, part of my job was to try out these products. And I have to say the candle smells delicious. And I agree with you, those towels are out. They're just incredible. They feel like sort of melted butter, but they also have texture to them. And I really have enjoyed using them. So thank you for that. That was an experience. I'd never had that experience.
The first time
before.
I felt their towels, I thought that they were that it was like a cashmere throw or something because it was so soft.
Yeah.
I thought, what is this? And then I realized it was a towel, and I was blown away. And I'll tell you a little story. It's sort of a silly story about these towels, but it just is more about how, from a practical standpoint, they're amazing as well. When last year I was working on something for Lexus for their hybrid living program, and we had this huge, huge, huge flood, and I had a bunch of Mandina towels sitting around that I was using for part of the display that we had produced. And we were on a timeline, and we were like, what do we do? What do we do? And so we took all of the towels, and we used them to sop up this huge horrible flood, and we just kept wringing them up and sopping them out and wringing them out and sopping it up, and we did that over and over, and the towels never, ever lost their absorbency. And that night, I threw them in the wash, threw them in the dryer, and they were perfect the next day, which I just think is amazing. You know, I thought it was hilarious. I thought for sure we were going to ruin the towels, and they were just as soft and beautiful after all of that as they had ever been. So they're really one of my favorite companies, and that's saying a lot because I work with a lot of companies.
Well, so can people get those independently of the staycation, or do they need to have the staycation packet in order to get them?
They can definitely buy Mandina towels, you know, through retailers. They can buy them through my firm as well. And I think Mandina has their own website, which is, I mean, I know they have their own website. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I think it's Mandina.com, Mandina.com, I believe, is what it is. Or if someone just Googles Mandina, they would find it.
Well, I've already raved enough about those towels. I know somebody who works for a family that is quite wealthy, and they were looking for they're older people in their 80s, and they were looking for towels that would be soft but also would give them some texture. So we've already sold some for you.
So there you go.
All right, it's time for us to take our second break. We're talking today with Kelly LaPlante, who's eco and an eco-designer and an organic interior designer. She appears on the Discovery Home Channel's Greenovate and Sundance Channel's Big Ideas for Small Planet. Check out the staycation at diamondstaycation.com. diamondstaycation.com. This is Full Power Living. I'm your host, Eileen Dillon.
Have you noticed how much and how fast things are changing in this world? It's making stress our number one affliction. Staying emotionally balanced eliminates stress.
The only effective way to avoid stressing out with every change or disaster is to awaken your emotions. Emotions, you see, are special tools. They're available 24/7 to tell us what's best to do.
If you don't know the signal that anger, fear, depression, guilt, or jealousy are offering you, get the new CD album, Awaken Your Emotions, created especially for you in these stressful times by life coach Dakey Fox and emotional pro, longtime family therapist Eileen Dillon.
Easily handle everything life throws your way. When you gain mastery over these tools called emotions, you dramatically reduce stress, maintain personal balance, and permanently improve your life's overall quality.
Return to the inner peace of calmer times now. Get your copy of Awaken Your Emotions at the store at www.emotionalpro.com today.
That's www.emotionalpro.com.
We're back to Full Power Living. We do almost as many things here at Full Power Living and emotionalpro.com as Kelly LaPlante seems to be doing in her life. So I want to invite you to explore emotionalpro.com. The radio page will show you our future guests and our more than 200 archive shows, including a recent visit with internationally renowned best-selling author Brian Tracy, talking about how to reinvent yourself and thrive in today's economic climate. And we do our live show every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time if you'd like to join us for live broadcast. But certainly, you're invited 24/7 to listen to our archive shows, emotionalpro.com. We're glad to have you with us. We're back with organic interior designer Kelly LaPlante, who appears on numerous programs for eco-friendly information. And she's working with something called the staycation. And you can learn more about the spa that Kelly has talked about at d1spas.com. That's D as in dog, one, spas, S-P-A-S.com. And you can also learn more about what's involved with the staycation at diamondstaycation.com. So you talked about the eco-friendly spa, Kelly, and that's a wonderful thing to do. I remember once deciding to stay home for my entire vacation, and I had planned to go away, so everybody thought I was going to be away, but I made sure not to tell anybody I was still home, and it turned out to be the most rewarding vacation I had ever had. I felt absolutely no pressure to do anything. I didn't have to go touring on anything. I could sleep in. I didn't make any phone calls. I had a choice about answering the phone. Since I worked out of my home, I had to make sure that I didn't allow myself to work because there were things around me that I could do. And what's your experience? Do most people have a good reaction to stay home and vacation?
I think, you know, most people have to have a little bit of parameters set up for them, just like you were talking about, because when we are home, we are surrounded with our daily pressures, and you have to sort of consciously decide to tune out, you know, in order to have some sort of vacation in your home, to have a staycation. And it's one of the things that we recommend when people are creating an oasis for themselves in their backyard or their back patio, that whatever else it is that you do back there, you clean it up first so that you can really enjoy it, so that you're not looking at, you know, your kid's basketball or his football things or, you know, his tricycle or, you know, or your barbecue stuff or whatever else it is. You do need to really create for yourself a feeling like you would feel when you're on vacation. So there is some setup involved in it. But I think it's also a really rewarding process to realize that you can set up for yourself something like this and have it be something that you can return to over and over again. And a lot of people who are staycationing now aren't even necessarily staycationing for a full 10 days. They're just setting up something so that they can staycation anytime they want to, you know, whether it's for a couple of hours after work or for a whole weekend. But it is something that requires parameters, like you said.
Well, it seems to me, like with natural foods, it's always kind of puzzled me that if you grow foods without adding anything to them, they're more expensive. And so I wanted to talk.
Isn't that something?
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about eco-friendly design products. Do they usually cost more? Are they more expensive?
You know what? They can be more expensive, and it's an interesting lesson. It's something that we call real cost. When you're buying something that's truly eco-friendly, you are paying the real cost of it. You're paying for someone who's making it to be paid a living wage. For example, the D1 spas are made in California. They're not made overseas. They're not made by people who are not being paid a living wage. You pay for that, you know. And there isn't an investment in doing that, but you're paying the real cost of it. When you buy something that's made by people who aren't being paid a living wage, you are not paying the real cost. Somebody else is absorbing that real cost for you in that they're not making a living wage for themselves and their family. So that's part of it. And the other part is supply and demand, of course. And as eco-friendly becomes more and more popular, eco-friendly materials and resources, the price of those materials will go down because people will be able to buy them in bulk and they'll be able to save money when they're making them. But I've seen a tremendous difference even, say, in the last 18 months of how those products have started to go down. Just like I was saying about Jack, when we started Jack, the price point was very, very high. And recently we were able to cut our price point almost in half because manufacturers are starting to realize that they can do this, and more people are coming on board. And it's almost just like technology. You know, when you bought the DVD player originally, it was, you know, $500 or something ridiculous for a DVD player, and now you can go out and pick up one for $50 because the technology is more readily available. And so to a certain degree, it is the same with eco-friendly. But like I said, anything that's truly eco, you're going to be paying real cost for because you're going to be paying living wage as well.
That whole concept of real cost, now as a therapist and as a person who teaches conscious parenting, which is all very focused on teaching children to learn to accept the responsibility that each of us has for our own lives, the concept of responsibility creeps in here for me, that when you're doing eco-friendly, what you're really doing when you do this real cost is you're really taking responsibility. You're not saying, I want the cheapest product possible, and I'll just look the other way as to how it got created and what it's got in it. Instead, you're saying, I want something that treats the planet well, that treats the people who make it well, and I'm willing to take responsibility for that with my dollar. Do you agree with that?
That is absolutely correct. And there are people who know far more about the economics of ecology than I do. Somebody really brilliant, Carl Sampson, is the one who sort of gave me my first lesson in it. And when I listened to him speak, I was overwhelmed at his knowledge. But it's very... getting back to emotion, for me it's very emotional to think that when I buy something, I might not be paying real cost for it and what that means for somebody else, for another human being on this planet. And so for me, I really want to be paying real cost for things.
Yeah. My daughter lives in North Carolina and has a coffee kiosk business. And I've learned through her, but I didn't know about it with all the investigation that I've done, that there are coffee beans and there are fair trade coffee beans, which do the same thing, which allow people who grow the coffee to get a good, decent wage from doing it.
Yeah, I think coffee was one of the first things that started being traded, you know, in a fair trade way, and it was one of the first things that sparked my consciousness about it, and then, you know, it sort of grew from there. But yeah, coffee has been a great gateway for that, for people to learn about fair trade.
Well, have you seen absolute positive benefits from staycation? I mean, one of the benefits would be we don't use gasoline and we don't have the hassle at the airports. But I don't know how much experience you've had. Like, have you been able to talk with families and find out that they had a much better time staying home? Or is it more romantic, perhaps, to stay home? What kind of benefits?
I think a little bit more romantic, yeah. You know, we don't have any long-term case studies yet on it, but I would say that the people that we've talked to so far who are making those choices, they're having just as much of a good time staycationing as they are vacationing, and they're definitely feeling that they have invested in something that's more of a long-term benefit, you know, something that they can enjoy over and over again. And that doesn't mean they're never going to go on vacation again. Of course, you know, how boring would life be if we all just stayed home forever? But I think, again, getting back to where we are in the economy right now, making an investment that's sort of going to keep giving, I think it makes people feel a little bit better. It makes people feel like they're not throwing their money away on something that is going to last for such a short time. And I think the emotional benefit of that alone is, you know, is worth looking into.
You know, when you were talking a while ago about going on your book tour and staying in hotels, I had the flash of, wow, I wonder, you went from living in your eco-friendly environment to hotels, which are, in my experience anyway, notoriously not so eco-friendly. And it struck me that with this sort of movement or awareness or consciousness, that perhaps our hotels may start going in a more eco-friendly direction. Have you had any contact with anybody doing that?
Yeah, you know, last year I designed two case study rooms for the Fairmont. We did one in San Francisco and one in Washington, D.C., and they were sponsored by Lexus's Hybrid Living Program, and that was an amazing experience because we got to basically go into these hotel rooms and renovate them in a way that was eco-friendly so that when a guest came in, they were having a unique experience that, you know, everything from the food in their mini bar being eco to the bath towels that they had. They had the Nandina bath towels and the sheets on their bed and the beds themselves and even the flooring and everything. We did all of it to be sustainable. And we have gotten amazing positive feedback from Fairmont on that. The people request the rooms by name and they just love them. They definitely feel like they're going in there and they're having a more clean experience. And all of the cleaning products that are used in those rooms are all eco as well. So they're not, the hotel staff's not allowed to use their normal toxic cleaning products in those rooms. And it's amazing the difference. It really is. And I do hope that, you know, that more and more hotel chains will start going this way. There's quite a few companies that are building green and then they're not furnishing green. And I think there's a lot of hotel companies that are using eco-cleaning products but not necessarily still making the rooms 100% eco. So we're really hoping that more companies, more hotel companies especially, will come on board for things like that. Because I know when I'm traveling, it is hard to step outside of my own eco-environment and then be in a environment that is not at all eco. It's disappointing.
It strikes me that when you... when you use the green product, cleaning products, but you don't go all the way green, it's sort of like trying to be a little bit pregnant. But
exactly.
Yeah, but you know, it's ever the way when we're making a transition. Probably hotels as well as individuals can't make the transition 100% right at the beginning. Right. We do a little bit at a time and become more and more eco-friendly in our lives.
And like I said before, every step in the right direction is a step in the right direction. You, we don't expect people to be able to do everything overnight. And, you know, we're very appreciative of any step that small and large corporations or individuals make. So,
all right. Well, let me just remind people, they can come to your website, which is Kelly LaPlante, KellyLaPlante.com, for your book and to find out more about you and your design work. And for those wonderful towels, people can go to Nandina, N-A-N-D-I-N-A.org. For the staycation, they can go to diamondstaycation.com, S-T-A-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N. And for those spas, it's d1spas.com. Just to remind people how they could find out more about this. And just as a final note, what's the best way to go about finding eco-friendly builders or designers, Kelly?
The U.S. Green Building Council is, you know, they have a certification process. If you're building, you should definitely look into one of their LEED certified building professionals. I'm LEED certified, but you don't necessarily need a LEED certified interior designer, just a good thorough internet search and some serious interviewing and vetting out of candidates, I think, is appropriate. And, you know, knowing as much as you can know to find the right professional and using your gut, I have to say, that will never fail you.
That works in all areas. Well, are there any final messages you would like to give?
A final message? I feel like I should have something so, you know, brilliant to say. It's been a lovely conversation. I can't think of anything that I'd like to add in particular. I just hope that people will consider going green on a more broad level in their life and consider doing some staycating this year instead of vacationing. And I think that's about it.
All righty. That sounds really, really great. So, Kelly LaPlante, yeah, as I was looking at your website and now talking with you as well, it's clear you've been doing a wonderful job of manifestation, creating the life you want to live and helping others to create lives that will bring them more into harmony with their environment and make them feel better on an emotional and a health level. And I just want to thank you for your interest in helping people live lives and staycations that'll make them feel great and also care for the planet. And I look forward to seeing you on the television. I want to thank you very much for being with us on Full Power Living today.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I had a lovely time.
Me too. So until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you to pay attention to what you want to become and not to what you want to overcome.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon. You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
So, how's life going for you now that the kids are back in school? Serene mornings with cooperative children taking responsibility for getting themselves up and off to school? All homework completed and permission slip signed? Yeah, sure. It may sound like a dream life, but it is possible to raise emotionally balanced children. And the Emotional Pro has the tools you need. Family therapist Eileen Dillon's ABC's ebook series offers parents information and tools to teach children how to master emotions. In the ABCs of Anger, you'll discover how to recognize and help a chronically angry child, the universal cause of anger in all children, and pick up easy, fun tools for reducing anger in your family. Check out all 10 of the ABC's ebooks at www.emotionalpro.com. We can help you with anger, fear, love, jealousy, and loneliness. Don't let your child leave home each day without the emotional foundations for life. Visit www.emotionalpro.com online today.
Full Power Living with organic interior designer Kelly LaPlante discussing a new eco-friendly way to vacation called the staycation. Kelly LaPlante is currently appearing as an expert on television programs, including Discovery Home Channel's Greenovate and Sundance Channel's Big Ideas for a Small Planet. Her design work has also been featured at Global Green's annual Oscar party and the Jane Goodall Institute's 30th anniversary celebration in Los Angeles. Kelly's new studio collection, Jack, I think it's called, J-A-K, a collaborative effort with designer James Saavedra, debuted on the Sundance Channel set of Project Greenhouse at the 2008 Sundance Film Festival and will be formally launched July 10th in Los Angeles. So, Kelly, before we go any further, tell us about this studio collection, J-A-K. How do you say it, and what is it?
You say Jack. It's Jack. It stands for James and Kelly. And James Saavedra is, yes, James was a great friend of mine, and he's a fantastic designer as well. And he and I realized about a year and a half ago that we had grown up in the same town, graduated the same year, and gone to rival high schools.
And so we
thought that was pretty funny, and we sort of bonded over that. And then as time went on, he, you know, learned that I was a green designer, and I learned that he was an amazing designer. And we decided to collaborate on a collection of furniture that would be completely eco-friendly and would be very, very high-end design. And so I get to sort of be the eco queen on the project and make sure that everything fits all of our standards. And then, you know, we collaborate on designs, and then James is in charge of making sure that every single I is dotted and every T is crossed where the design is concerned. He's very meticulous, amazing, stickler for those types of details, and it really comes through in the line when you see the pieces. You know, they're extraordinary. They're very extraordinary pieces. And it's an example of not sacrificing style by going green. It is a high-end collection, but we just got some news the other day that we have found a new manufacturer, so we're going to be able to lower our price point a little bit, which is exciting given this economy. So that's great. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm impressed with all that you've managed, all you've been doing. Boy, you're really skyrocketing here. Now, before we went to break, I mentioned that I'd like to hear from you about how we're affected emotionally by eco-friendly and non-eco-friendly living, respectively. What's your experience about how people are affected emotionally?
Well, there is something a little bit negative that happens that I think it's important to draw people's attention to. It's something that I like to call the eco-analysis paralysis. Basically, people start getting into vetting out options for themselves. You know, should I buy a hybrid car or a biodiesel car? Should I buy organic or should I buy local from a farmer who's not organic, but they're local, you know? And you start wondering, now, what's the best thing for me to do? And it can become actually emotionally overwhelming to try to figure out what the best option is, because there are so many options, and because at this point in the game, there's no such thing as eco-perfect. You know, it's still a burgeoning industry all across the board, and there are so many things that people are trying, so many different ways that people are trying to go green, and manufacturers are offering all sorts of different things, ranging from really great options to really not so great options, that people can really, really become overwhelmed with all of the possibilities. And so what I always tell my clients is to remember that any step that they're making is a step in the right direction, and that they should feel great about that. And that when you do finally make the decision for yourself and your family, that you don't look back, you know, and say, oh, maybe I should have done that differently. That you just look forward and say, you know, next time I'll look at the same options again, and if there is something that's even better, I'll do that. And, you know, having been a designer in the eco field for 10 years, certainly there are things that 10 years ago I look at and I go, wow, I could have done that so much better if it was 10 years later, but it wasn't, so... There's no need to look back. There's just the need to sort of recognize that you're making a difference anytime you make an eco choice. So that's one of the things. It's probably not what you're expecting to hear from me about the emotional implications of going green, but yeah, it's one of the things.
Well, it's very interesting. I've kind of got a smile on my face here because I'm a psychotherapist. I've been in practice for 37 years, and there's a whole industry that has, in psychotherapy, that's grown up over people making the decision to have a child or not have a child. Now, when I first started out as a psychotherapist, or started out my young life, we didn't have birth control that was adequate enough to give people as much choice as they have now, and it's been so overwhelming, they have to go and get help. And so it sort of seems like a human condition that when we have all these choices, it can be difficult for us to make the choices. So
absolutely. It seems like it was so much easier. You know, you go to the grocery store and experience the same thing. You know, you say, there's 20 different kinds of peanut butter here. I just want one choice. In a way, you know, things are so much more simpler when you don't have so many choices.
Well, we once had a young doctor visit us from Russia, and he kept saying, Russians do not like choices. And so I took him to the grocery store and stood him in front of the hot sauce section. And I said, this is the kind of choice that Americans face every day. And he said, Russian people would not like this.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it. And I've been American my entire life, but I honestly, yeah. I get overwhelmed by all of the choices.
Well,
I'm trying to think of other emotional implications of going green that are more positive. It seems like I should say something great about it, and there are so many great things about it. It's just the first one that came to my mind was the eco analysis paralysis, because it's been so forefront for me recently.
I think that's really important for people to know about, but it does strike me that the toxins we were talking about previously can affect people emotionally also, so that some of the positive must be that you don't go in a negative direction emotionally due to toxins. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, just having an indoor air quality that is a good indoor air quality is absolutely going to be better for you than breathing in toxins all day or ingesting toxins in any other way. Just like, you know, if you're eating organic, healthy, whole foods, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel more healthy, both physically and emotionally, than you are if you're eating, you know, junk food. People forget that what you put in your body, you don't just put in through your mouth. You know, you're putting that in through what you breathe as well and what's around you. Mm-hmm. So, and that it makes a huge difference.
Really good point. Well, I know a lot of writers and teachers have been saying that we have to bring ourselves into greater harmony with nature in order to effectively save our planet. And I wonder if you have come up with that, that you notice when people are eco-friendly, they're in greater harmony with the planet, and does that affect people emotionally?
Oh, yes. I think it absolutely affects people emotionally, especially parents. You know, when you have a consciousness that this is not going to run out just because you do, you become very emotionally connected to what you're doing to the planet. You know, you think about the future of your children and how much longer they're going to live, and your grandchildren past when you go. And there's something that's very emotional about that process, about realizing that what you do to the earth is going to affect those people who you care so deeply about, you know. And also, you know, just when you're parents and you're thinking about the health of your children as well, it's a very emotional thing. I'm pregnant right now for the first time, and I think about that all the time, you know. It's nothing that I ever thought about, even as an eco-designer, in the level that I do now, that I actually realize I'm going to be bringing another life into the world. So for parents, I think especially, it is a very emotional experience.
We had a Native American person talking about helping children to become stewards of the earth, and she told us that in some Native American traditions, you always think out to the seventh generation beyond where you are, and that's a little bit of what it sounds like, is you're thinking out into the future, and that eco-friendly living helps you to do that. You think, what am I leaving for my children and my children's children?
Yeah, and seven generations is really, you know, a far way to think out, but I think it's a great way for us to think, because seven generations, it seems like it would pass very slowly, really, but in the grand scheme of things, seven generations is not very, very slow at all. That's quite quick. You know, it goes by in the blink of an eye where the earth is concerned, and so just thinking out that far is big thinking for humans.
Yes, well, I'm a grandparent, so I look back now and see how fast it has happened. I'm impressed that you're much younger than I am, and you're able to look forward. That's really good. So now we introduced you as working with the staycation. So let's get back to the staycation. What is a staycation, and how did it come about?
Well, the idea of the staycation, I think the first time I heard about it was in the New York Times maybe 6 or 8 months ago. I saw the word and I thought, oh, that's such a funny and interesting word. And I remember I cut it out of the New York Times magazine and I pasted it on my wall because I had felt so overwhelmed at the time. I was on my book tour and we had been traveling all over and I thought, what I really need is a staycation. I need to not go someplace. I need to relax in my own home and not be overwhelmed by traveling and airports and passports and visas and, you know, luggage and collecting luggage and losing luggage and sleeping in hotels and room service and all of those other things. And then I think because of the recession, the idea of a staycation became more and more popular for people, both people who have money and people who don't, because, you know, even people who have quite a bit of money, they're looking to spend their money in a way that's going to last a little bit longer instead of just going on a vacation for 10 days or whatever and then, you know, having a lovely time but coming back and it being over and that money being gone forever. And so a company called Dimension One Spas, they came up with the idea of the Diamond Staycation. And I first came into contact with Dimension One almost 2 years ago when we found out about them when we were working on a project. And it's an eco-friendly hot tub company, which is something that I was completely blown away by because I never realized that that hot tubs could be eco-friendly. But they figured out a way to make a great product. And I don't know, I'm sure when you get in the hot tub, everybody knows you get in there and it feels amazing and it's lovely, but then you get out and you sort of feel all filmy. You have all those chemicals on your body. And what D1 has figured out is how to do, how to clean their water with mostly ozone and UV. So the amount of chlorine that's in their water is less than drinking water in most states. And the hot tub itself is made out of recycled milk jugs, and you know it's just an amazing thing. But getting back to the staycation, sort of I got off topic there for a second talking about the hot tub. But what they want to do is give people the idea that if you invest in a hot tub and in sort of creating for yourself a luxury oasis in your backyard or on your patio, that this is something that is the gift that keeps on giving. It's something that you can enjoy for years and years and years to come, you know, as opposed to just going out and enjoying that amount of money one time, basically. So that's sort of the idea behind it.
Great. You mentioned your book. I want to have you tell what your book is and how people can get it before we move on.
Sure. My book is Ecologique. Is the French word for ecological. And the reason I chose that word is, one, because I'm a Francophile, and number two, because I just feel like as Americans, we sort of look at anything French and we sort of say, oh, that's sort of chic, you know. So if you have the French word for ecological, you can sort of both mean eco and chic at the same time. And what I wanted to do is to show people that eco is a standard and not a style. So for about 3 years, myself and my staff, we went around all over the country and worked on projects with extraordinary people who all had different reasons for going green and different styles. And we helped them to green different rooms in their home, and we put this all together in a book so that people can see, you know, different ways of being sustainable and still having luxury or still having style. And the book, it benefits two charities. It's 100% of proceeds go to two charities. Half of it goes to Global Green USA, and the other half goes to the Blank Theater Company, which is a theater company in Hollywood that is interested in becoming an eco theater company.
Wow.
We want to sort of help them with that effort. Yeah. And that came out last summer, but it's still available through my website, which is kellylaplante.com.
That's Kellylaplante. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So now the staycation, the spa, the hot tub, that is kind of a package, and I had the benefit of being sent some of the products that go along with the staycation package, the wonderful towels, a beautiful candle, some chocolate. Tell us about those products and why you put them together with this hot tub.
They wanted to put together something that would be almost like an Ecolux starter kits for people so that if you were thinking about creating an oasis for yourself, that you would not just buy the hot tub and call it a day, but that you would also say, okay, what else can we do to create sort of this luxury eco experience in our backyard? And so we thought about all of the things that you would sort of need for that, and we put together this little kit, and it's worth like $1,250 or something. It's pretty amazing. The candle is my own candle, actually, and it's a soy candle, and that is much better than a paraffin candle. Paraffin is made out of petroleum, so when you're burning that in your home or outside, you're burning oil, again, just like the polyurethane foam, you know, that was in the sofa. So the soy candle burns much cleaner. We use all essential oils. There's no chemicals in it. It has a lead-free cotton wick. And so you're burning something that's really pure and also, you know, has the benefit of supporting farmers when you're buying soy instead of petroleum. So you have that candle. You have the towels, which are from a company called Mandina, and they're really one of my favorite companies. And so I really pushed to get them into this kit because I thought people just really need to know about what they're doing. They're a company here in California, and they make their towels out of 75% bamboo and 25% organic cotton. And they are really the softest, most absorbent towels I have ever felt in my entire life. And, you know, there are a lot of towels to choose from. But these are amazing, amazing luxury towels, and I think probably one of the best examples of not having to give up luxury in order to go green.
I have to say, you know, part of my job was to try out these products, and I have to say that candle smells delicious, and I agree with you, those towels are out, they're just incredible. They feel like sort of melted butter, but they also have texture to them, and I really have enjoyed using them, so thank you for that. That was an experience. I'd never had that experience.
The first time
before.
I felt their towels, I thought that they were, that it was like a cashmere throw or something, because it was so soft.
Yeah.
I thought, what is this? And then I realized it was a towel, and I was blown away. And I'll tell you a little story. It's sort of a silly story about these towels, but it just is more about how, from a practical standpoint, they're amazing as well. When last year I was working on something for Lexus for their hybrid living program, and we had this huge, huge, huge flood, and I had a bunch of Mandina towels sitting around that I was using for part of the display that we had produced, and we were on a timeline, and we were like, what do we do? And we took all of the towels, and we used them to sop up this huge, horrible flood, and we just kept wringing them up and sopping them out and wringing them out and sopping it up, and we did that over and over, and the towels never, ever lost their absorbency. And that night, I threw them in the wash, threw them in the dryer, and they were perfect the next day, which I just think is amazing. You know, I thought it was hilarious. I thought for sure we were going to ruin the towels, and they were just as soft and beautiful after all of that as they had ever been. So they're really one of my favorite companies, and that's saying a lot because I work with a lot of companies.
Well, so can people get those independently of the staycation, or do they need to have the staycation packet in order to get them?
They can definitely buy Mandina towels, you know, through retailers. They can buy them through my firm as well, and I think Mandina has their own website, which is, I mean, I know they have their own website. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I think it's Mandina.com, Mandina.com, I believe, is what it is. Or if someone just Googles Mandina, they would find it.
Right. Well, I've already raved enough about those towels. I know somebody who works for a family that is quite wealthy, and they were looking for they're older people in their 80s, and they were looking for towels that would be soft but also would give them some texture. So we've already sold some for you.
So there you go.
All right, it's time for us to take our second break. We're talking today with Kelly LaPlante, who's an eco designer and an organic interior designer. She appears on the Discovery Home Channel's Greenovate and Sundance Channel's Big Ideas for a Small Planet. Check out the staycation at diamondstaycation.com, diamondstaycation.com. This is Full Power Living. I'm your host, Eileen Dillon.
Have you noticed how much and how fast things are changing in this world? It's making stress our number one affliction. Staying emotionally balanced eliminates stress.
The only effective way to avoid stressing out with every change or disaster is to awaken your emotions. Emotions, you see, are special tools. They're available 24/7 to tell us what's best to do.
If you don't know the signal that anger, fear, depression, guilt, or jealousy are offering you, get the new CD album, Awaken Your Emotions, created especially for you in these stressful times by life coach Dakey Fox and emotional pro, longtime family therapist Eileen Dillon.
Easily handle everything life throws your way. When you gain mastery over these tools called emotions, you dramatically reduce stress, maintain personal balance, and permanently improve your life's overall quality.
Return to the inner peace of calmer times now. Get your copy of Awaken Your Emotions at the store at www.emotionalpro.com today.
That's www.emotionalpro.com.
Back to Full Power Living. We do almost as many things here at Full Power Living and EmotionalPro.com as Kelly LaPlante seems to be doing in her life. So I want to invite you to explore EmotionalPro.com. The radio page will show you our future guests and our more than 200 archive shows, including a recent visit with internationally renowned best-selling author Brian Tracy, talking about how to reinvent yourself and thrive in today's economic climate. And we do our live show every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time if you'd like to join us for live broadcast, but certainly you're invited 24/7 to listen to our archive shows, EmotionalPro.com. We're glad to have you with us. We're back with organic interior designer Kelly LaPlante, who appears on numerous programs for eco-friendly information. And she's working with something called the Staycation. And you can learn more about the spa that Kelly has talked about at d1spas.com. That's D as in dog, one, spas, spas.com. And you can also learn more about what's involved with the staycation at diamondstaycation.com. So you talked about the eco-friendly spa, Kelly, and that's a wonderful thing to do. I remember once deciding to stay home for my entire vacation. And I had planned to go away, so everybody thought I was going to be away. But I made sure not to tell anybody I was still home. And it turned out to be the most rewarding vacation I had ever had. I felt absolutely no pressure to do anything. I didn't have to go touring on anything. I could sleep in. I didn't make any phone calls. I had a choice about answering the phone. Since I worked out of my home, I had to make sure that I didn't allow myself to work, because there were things around me that I could do. And what's your experience? Do most people have a good reaction to stay home and vacation?
I think, you know, most people have to have a little bit of parameters set up for them, just like you were talking about, because when we are home, we are surrounded with our daily pressures, and you have to sort of consciously decide to tune out, you know, in order to have some sort of vacation in your home, to have a staycation. And it's one of the things that we recommend when people are creating an oasis for themselves in their backyard or their back patio, that whatever else it is that you do back there, you clean it up first so that you can really enjoy it, so that you're not looking at, you know, your kid's basketball or his football things or, you know, his tricycle or, you know, or your barbecue stuff or whatever else it is. You do need to really create for yourself a feeling like you would feel when you're on vacation. So there is some setup involved in it. But I think it's also a really rewarding process to realize that you can set up for yourself something like this and have it be something that you can return to over and over again. And a lot of people who are staycationing now aren't even necessarily staycationing for a full 10 days. They're just setting up something so that they can staycation anytime they want to, you know, whether it's for a couple of hours after work or for a whole weekend. But it is something that requires parameters, like you said.
Well, it seems to me, like with natural foods, it's always kind of puzzled me that if you grow foods without adding anything to them, they're more expensive. And so I wanted to talk.
I know, isn't that something?
Right. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about eco-friendly design products. Do they usually cost more? Are they more expensive?
You know what? They can be more expensive, and it's an interesting lesson. It's something that we call real cost. When you're buying something that's truly eco-friendly, you are paying the real cost of it. You're paying for someone who's making it to be paid a living wage. For example, the D1 spas are made in California. They're not made overseas. They're not made by people who are not being paid a living wage. You pay for that, you know, and there isn't an investment in doing that, but you're paying the real cost of it. When you buy something that's made by people who aren't being paid a living wage, you are not paying the real cost. Somebody else is absorbing that real cost for you in that they're not making a living wage for themselves and their family. So that's part of it. And the other part is supply and demand, of course. And as eco-friendly becomes more and more popular, eco-friendly materials and resources, the price of those materials will go down because people will be able to buy them in bulk and they'll be able to save money when they're making them. But I've seen a tremendous difference even, say, in the last 18 months of how those products have started to go down. Just like I was saying about Jack, when we started Jack, the price point was very, very high. And recently we were able to cut our price point almost in half because manufacturers are starting to realize that they can do this, and more people are coming on board. And it's almost just like technology. You know, when you bought the DVD player originally, it was, you know, $500 or something ridiculous for a DVD player, and now you can go out and pick up one for $50 because the technology is more readily available. And so to a certain degree, it is the same with eco-friendly. But like I said, anything that's truly eco, you're going to be paying real cost for because you're going to be paying living wage as well.
That whole concept of real cost, now as a therapist and as a person who teaches conscious parenting, which is all very focused on teaching children to learn to accept the responsibility that each of us has for our own lives, the concept of responsibility creeps in here for me, that when you're doing eco-friendly, what you're really doing when you do this real cost is you're really taking responsibility. You're not saying, I want the cheapest product possible and I'll just look the other way as to how it got created and what it's got in it. Instead, you're saying, I want something that treats the planet well, that treats the people who make it well, and I'm willing to take responsibility for that with my dollar. Is that,
absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
That is absolutely correct. And there's, you know, there are people who know far more about the economics of ecology than I do. Somebody really brilliant, Carl Sampson, is the one who sort of gave me my first lesson in it. And when I listen to him speak, I'm just overwhelmed at his knowledge. But it's very, getting back to emotion, for me it's very emotional to think that when I buy something, I might not be paying real cost for it and what that means for somebody else, for another human being on this planet. And so for me, I really want to be paying real cost for things.
Yeah. My daughter lives in North Carolina and has a coffee kiosk business, and I've learned through her, but I didn't know about it with all the investigation that I've done, that there are coffee beans and there are fair trade coffee beans, which do the same thing, which allow people who grow the coffee to get a good, decent wage from doing it.
Yeah, I think coffee was one of the first things that started being traded, you know, in a fair trade way, and it was one of the first things that sparked my consciousness about it. And then, you know, it sort of grew from there. But yeah, coffee has been a great gateway for that, for people to learn about fair trade.
Well, have you seen absolute positive benefits from staycation? I mean, one of the benefits would be we don't use gasoline and we don't have the hassle at the airports. But I don't know how much experience you've had. Like, have you been able to talk with families and find out that they had a much better time staying home? Or is it more romantic, perhaps, to stay home? What kind of
benefits? I think a little bit more romantic, yeah. You know, we don't have any long-term case studies yet on it, but I would say that the people that we've talked to so far who are making those choices, they're having just as much of a good time staycationing as they are vacationing, and they're definitely feeling that they have invested in something that's more of a long-term benefit, you know, something that they can enjoy over and over again. And that doesn't mean they're never going to go on vacation again. Of course, you know, how boring would life be if we all just stayed home forever? But I think, again, getting back to where we are in the economy right now, making an investment that's sort of going to keep giving, I think it makes people feel a little bit better. It makes people feel like they're not throwing their money away on something that is going to last for such a short time. And I think the emotional benefit of that alone is, you know, is worth looking into.
You know, when you were talking a while ago about going on your book tour and staying in hotels, I had the flash of, wow, I wonder, you went from living in your eco-friendly environment to hotels, which are, in my experience anyway, notoriously not so eco-friendly. And it struck me that with this sort of movement or awareness or consciousness, that perhaps our hotels may start going in a more eco-friendly direction. Have you had any contact with anybody doing that?
Yeah, you know, last year I designed two case study rooms for the Fairmont. We did one in San Francisco and one in Washington, D.C., and they were sponsored by Lexus's hybrid living program, and that was an amazing experience because we got to basically go into these hotel rooms and renovate them in a way that was eco-friendly so that when a guest came in, they were having a unique experience that, you know, everything from the food in their mini bar being eco to the bath towels that they had. They had to have the Nandina bath towels and the sheets on their bed and the beds themselves and even the flooring and everything. We did all of it to be sustainable. And we have gotten amazing positive feedback from Fairmont on that. The people request the rooms by name and they just love them. They definitely feel like they're going in there and they're having a more clean experience. And all of the cleaning products that are used in those rooms are all eco as well. So they're not, the hotel staff's not allowed to use their normal toxic cleaning products in those rooms. And it's amazing, the difference. It really is. And I do hope that, you know, that more and more hotel chains will start going this way. There's quite a few companies that are building green and then they're not furnishing green. And I think there's a lot of hotel companies that are using eco-cleaning products but not necessarily still making the rooms 100% eco. So we're really hoping that more companies, more hotel companies especially, will come on board for things like that. Because I know when I'm traveling, it is hard to step outside of my own eco-environment and then be in a environment that is not at all eco. It's disappointing.
It strikes me that when you... when you use the green product, cleaning products, but you don't go all the way green, it's sort of like trying to be a little bit pregnant. But
exactly.
Yeah, but you know, it's ever the way when we're making a transition. Probably hotels as well as individuals can't make the transition 100% right at the beginning. We do a little bit at a time and become more and more eco-friendly in our lives.
And like I said before, every step in the right direction is a step in the right direction. We don't expect people to be able to do everything overnight. And, you know, we're very appreciative of any step that small and large corporations or individuals make. So,
all right. Well, let me just remind people, they can come to your website, which is Kelly LaPlante, KellyLaPlante.com. for your book and to find out more about you and your design work. And for those wonderful towels, people can go to Nandina, Nandina.org. For the staycation, they can go to diamondstaycation.com, staycation. And for those spas, it's d1spas.com. Just to remind people how they could find out more about this. And just as a final note, what's the best way to go about finding eco-friendly builders or designers, Kelly?
The U.S. Green Building Council is, you know, they have a certification process. If you're building, you should definitely look into one of their LEED certified building professionals. I'm LEED certified, but you don't necessarily need a LEED certified interior designer, just a good thorough internet search and some serious interviewing and vetting out of candidates, I think, is appropriate. And, you know, knowing as much as you can know to find the right professional and using your gut, I have to say, that will never fail you.
That works in all areas. Well, are there any final messages you would like to give?
A final message. I feel like I should have something so, you know, brilliant to say. But it's been a lovely conversation. I can't think of anything that I'd like to add in particular. I just hope that people will consider going green on a more broad level in their life and consider doing some staycating this year instead of vacationing. And I think that's about it.
All righty. That sounds really, really great. So, Kelly LaPlante, yeah. As I was looking at your website and now talking with you as well, it's clear you've been doing a wonderful job of manifestation, creating the life you want to live and helping others to create lives that will bring them more into harmony with their environment and make them feel better on an emotional and a health level. And I just want to thank you for your interest in helping people live lives and staycations that'll make them feel great. And also care for the planet. And I look forward to seeing you on the television. I want to thank you very much for being with us on Full Power Living today.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I had a lovely time.
Me too. So until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you to pay attention to what you want to become and not to what you want to overcome.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.